The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
August 29th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1988, the Soviet Union launched Soyuz TM-6 for a one-week stay aboard space station Mir. One of the Soyuz cosmonauts, Valery Polyakov, was a medical doctor who remained on the station to monitor the other two long-term crew members as they approached their one-year anniversary in orbit. It's a good thing, too. His crewmates ran into a serious crisis when they returned to Earth. In 2013, astronomers using the Keck Observatory's Hawaii-based telescopes and near-infrared cameras captured an image of a gigantic volcanic eruption on Io, one of Jupiter's largest moons. This eruption unleashed enough molten material to reshape hundreds of square miles of Io's surface, and observers discovered that the material erupted was hotter than the lava produced by any eruption in Earth's recorded history. This was the most violent volcanic eruption observed on any body in the entire solar system. Born today in 1959, shuttle Soyuz and International Space Station astronaut Chris Hadfield. He was the station's commander early in 2013 when he gained a reputation for social media savvy and a fine choice in theme music.
Ground control to Major Tom, the time is near, there's not too long. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom?
Mathematician Stephen Wolfram was also born today in 1959. Adam Sessler was born in 1973. Sheila Fraser, who played Aunt Beru in the original Star Wars, died on this day in 2000.
Oh, and he can't stay here forever. Most of his friends have gone. It means so much to him.
I'll make it up to him next year. I promise.
Luke's just not a farmer, Owen. He has too much of his father in him.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Jeffrey Perkins, co-producer of the original Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy radio series, died in 2008. And the star of Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Silver Streak, and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Gene Wilder, died in 2016.
There's no earthly way of knowing
he's singing.
Which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're rowing. Or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing!
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks, to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.